The story of the four flower elves and the rescue of the king of Fantasy Englishland. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, on the other side of many mountains, valleys, and rivers, there was a kingdom full of goodness, love, joy, and happiness. It seems hard to believe, but there really was such a kingdom, and it was called Fantasy Englishland. I say there really was, and not there really is, on purpose, because one day there was a great disaster, and the land came under the power of the jealous cactus, and began to change into a kingdom of badness, meanness, and sorrow. The four brave elves, Smart Daffy, Brave Thistle, Kind Rosie, and Happy Shamrock, set out to find a solution to avert this doom. They went to the evil cactus and made a deal with him. If, in a year and a day, there are more good inhabitants than bad in the kingdom, the rule of cactus will weaken until it finally disappears completely. However, if there are more evil inhabitants in the kingdom, the four elves will slowly fade until finally they disappear like steam, along with all the good inhabitants of the land. And so our four elves decided to fight and began to search for clever, wise, kind, brave, and cheerful children who would help them with their efforts to save not only their lives, but also their country, and return it to what it was meant to be from the beginning. During the year, they managed to reach and find many children, whose diligence and enthusiasm made the elves very happy. However, the day of reckoning and of comparing the numbers of good and bad inhabitants came, as agreed with Cactus, and the elves were filled with great sadness. They began to fear for the kingdom and for their lives, because no one had yet entered the land to help good triumph over evil. As the elves were sitting under the tree and were wondering if their efforts had been in vain, Brave Thistle picked himself up, climbed up the tree, and pointed his telescope beyond the boundaries of the kingdom. He started singing and dancing with amazement and joy until he almost fell to the ground. He saw a multitude of children who were literally running towards Fantasy Englishland. The elves ran to meet them all. However, an unpleasant surprise awaited them at the border. Cactus's henchmen were standing there, and they refused to let anyone into the land who didn't have proper permission. But the children had earned it for their diligence during the year. And so Cactus's followers were forced to let their children with their documents into the country. Gradually, the children crossed the borders of the kingdom until eventually there were more good inhabitants in the country than bad. When Cactus's followers, who by agreement had begun to dwindle and disappear, saw this, they panicked. They began to beg for forgiveness for their hearts being corrupted and filled with anger under the influence of the malevolent cactus. They also showed their determination to change their lives and live as good citizens of the land, because they saw that a life of love, peace, joy, and forgiveness was much more beautiful. Everything began to change slowly and resemble the country as it was in the beginning, except for one not insignificant difference. The king was still missing, and everyone was aware of how necessary and important he was for bringing lasting order to the country. And so they all decided to start looking for the good king, whom Cactus had hidden somewhere. The former followers of Cactus told the good citizens the secret of where the map that would show them the way to the king was hidden. The map was in the buckle of Cactus's belt, but Cactus guarded it very closely. One day, when Cactus was fast asleep, they secretly approached him and stole the map from his belt. The document which the map was on had two pages. One side contained the terms and conditions, but the other was vague and almost invisible. The terms read, "In order for the map to be revealed, all children must resist the trappings of evil for 1 year, thus acquiring all four qualities of the good elves through their diligence. If this condition is met, the map will gradually begin to unveil itself until finally the path to the hidden king is revealed. So, dear children, will you join in the rescue of the king? If you succeed, the good and kind king will, once again, sit on the throne, restore everything, and all the inhabitants will be able to live in the kingdom of Fantasy Englishland as it was destined to be from the beginning. Cactus and the last of the unchanged, but diminished and weakened evil inhabitants will be driven from the land by the force of the good, beyond the borders of the kingdom, from whence they can never return."